One name we just touched on but didn't really talk about was Scott Shannon.
Yeah.
What do you remember about him?
Well, he was nice to me, and he offered me a gig at WPGC after I left ABC. And, you know, I didn't know what he was thinking all the time. He was very kind of a... here's what I remember. He always had to have a secretary to do all the busy work, because he was a creative kind of mind guy. Sure. And if he had to worry about all that busy work, he wouldn't have the success he had. He knew that. So he always made sure that he had an assistant that handled all that busy work, type this memo up, type that up, whatever. And he was really funny that way. But I just remember him being very creative. Don Geronimo came to the station.
Now, was Geronimo there while you were there in 1980?
Yes.
Okay, tell me about him.
And Don was very quiet, very quiet. When he went on the air, he went crazy. But before he went on the air, he was quiet, almost seemed shy-like. But I really liked him. One day, he decided he wanted to buy a new car. He's originally from College Park, as I recall.
I think Rock Village.
So Shannon took him down to one of the dealerships the company was involved with, you know, with sales and all that stuff. And while they were in there, he was looking for a particular car, and I don't recall what it was. It was a sports car. And before it was all said and done, Shannon had bought one the same day. So he bought one that was a different color, and Don Geronimo had another one. But he was just funny that way. He would just get all wound up and spend money when he didn't need to.